Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we may not have a guest this morning, so we can certainly invite you to call in here at 970-689-8255. But I was just on the internet this morning, as I always am before I come on the program, checking out one of those interesting facts that is carefully suppressed from the American people. You see, there are too many of you out here, there are too many people, and we're going to have to kill off a large number of you. So we're going to intentionally withhold information that would allow you to protect your life. Now, that's hard for people to understand unless you understand the worldview of elitists like Al Gore and Maurice Strong and certainly Jacques Cousteau and Prince Charles and these other people who I refer to as coming from the other side, because of course I believe that most of them are in direct contact with the beings from the other dimension. But be that as it may, I mean, if you were to read my population control agenda monograph, and you'll find it up on my website at radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, you'll find Jacques Cousteau being quoted as saying, you know, it's a terrible thing to say, but we're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people per day to get back into balance. 350,000 people per day. It was Prince Philip, Prince Charles's dad, who said if he were to die, he'd like to come back as a virus so he could kill off massive numbers of people. Bertrand Russell, in his book The Impact of Science on Society, talks about the, you know, how we just can't kill off enough with abortion, and even wars aren't that successful, you know, in limiting the population. So maybe if we just could have a black plague every generation, why, of course, that would tend to keep the society in balance, and then people could procreate, have children as much as they want. Incidentally, if it like that, the pages out of his book entitled The Impact of Science on Society, it's in a great syllabus we put together called The Hidden Agenda that goes into the reason for water fluoridation. And water fluoridation is population control. It has to do with lowering the intelligence. You certainly don't want any smart slaves, but its major impact is on fertility. They know that, but they've been able, because they control the medium, to suppress that information from the public. And if you haven't gotten heard my talk on The Hidden Agenda, available both in video and DVD, and then gotten that syllabus, which has all of the scientific studies that you need to convince anybody of what's going on, why you really need to get that information. But what I was looking up this morning was the relation between prostatic cancer and milk. Now, they've known for a long time that you at least double the incidence of prostatic cancer if you're drinking milk. And of course, milk has a profound impact on testosterone level. And, you know, why do you think so many men today have erectile dysfunction? Well, of course, fluoride lowers the testosterone level as is drinking milk, but we don't want virile men. We want wimpy men who will bow down before their rulers, before the ruling elite, those people who amass great wealth and great power because they're in contact with the other dimension, who understand the secret, who understand the way to get get ahead in this world really is not by hard work. It is simply putting yourself in tune with the other spiritual dimension, as did Henry Ford, who was into spiritualism, as did Andrew Carnegie, as have some of the Rockefellers, as have so many people of great wealth who amassed great fortunes and left great foundations there to be pushing communism and socialism and the idea of the ancient mystery religions and of the other dimension, that is, of a one world government, a new world religion, and a coming ruler. Well, it's very interesting, of course, if you go, and you can do as I did this morning, you can Google in prostatic cancer, drinking milk, and you find that the various studies, and there have been many of them done, you know, there have been at least a dozen regular studies and another dozen prospective studies, about you double about 1.3 times of the, between 1.3 and 2.5 times of the incidence of prostate cancer if you're a regular milk drinker. So are you between almost 1.5 and 2.5 times increase incidence of prostate cancer? How in a free society could you suppress that information? Well, in the same way that you can suppress the information on autism. And there's been a 6,000% increase in the incidence of autism, since we began giving multiple vaccines to our children back in about 1980. And we know that because they have a special registry here in California where all autistic children and mentally defective children and cerebral palsy and I think there may be one other category, but they're all have to be reported to the state. So they started cataloging the incidence of these diseases in children in California here by law about 1980. And since then, there's been no significant increase in the incidence of cerebral palsy or the other mental defective children that have been born. I mean, there's a certain number. It's just an unfortunate thing. But a 6,000% increase in the incidence of autism, and they know it's related to the thimerosal in the vaccines and perhaps to the whole vaccine process, and certainly the fact that you give it mercury and then we're fluoridating the water and then they get their aluminum, all of these things destroy the minds of the children. And there's been advertisements pointing out that the chance of a child getting struck by lightning is about 1 in 600,000, or 1 in 150,000 for autism, and among boys, well, 1 in 90. So we'll be right back and welcome your calls here. The American Freedom.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Yeah, Dr. Stan here, and I hope we can get Rick on the line for you, because he is really a wealth of material. Incidentally, we welcome your calls at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But autism, the incidence is about 1 in 90 boys now in America. And it's all avoidable. But there really are wicked and evil people out there, and the arguments that are used, we know this is an epidemic, and it's a terrible epidemic, and we want you to know how to diagnose autism, and we want you to get into the best treatment. You know, your school district will provide great treatment, and the children may be able to learn to be potty trained, you know, by the time they're 15, with extensive treatment. But certainly we don't want you to get treated for it, because, that might harm your child, you know. And there was a massive propaganda program, which was actually coordinated by the people who control the media about 3 or 4 months ago, maybe. And you can go back and look in your Time, Newsweek, and U.S. News. You'll find that all of them carried articles, New York Times, Washington Post, everything which is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness or the occult hierarchy, call it what you will, coordinated this effort to dramatize the autism epidemic and to emphasize that, but it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with Mercury. Why, that idea has been discredited. Who discredited it? They don't tell you. Read the articles. Who discredited it? Government scientists who want to keep their job. The people working for the vaccine manufacturers. There was a meeting in 1998, somewhere in there. You can look it up. It was a Simpsonwood study in La Crosse, Georgia, I think it was. Anyway, it was certainly sometime in the 1990s, where they had a large number of people, very specialized people from the vaccine manufacturers and the CDC and some independent experts, and they were hearing about the CDC database studies of the children with autism, and the man who ran that said, you know, there's just no way you can go through these figures and come up with any other conclusion other than there's a relationship between thimerosal and autism. And one of the fellows there got up, and fortunately they actually took notes, minutes on what was said. One of the doctors got up and said, well, I just had a grandchild last night, and I'm going to call my daughter and tell her under no circumstances is my grandchild going to get any of these vaccine shots. And other people are saying there's no question, you know, we've got to protect our children, but how are we going to keep the public from learning this? Why they'd lose confidence in the vaccine process if they learn the truth. Now, I mean, it's an amazing, amazing transcript. You can pull it down off the Internet. In fact, it may be on that CD-ROM that we offer put out by Dr. David Ayoub. But when they actually published a report based upon these studies, they altered the information. How did they do that? Well, the man who worked for the CDC, who spent years, you know, working for the CDC and going over the database, was hired by one of the vaccine manufacturers. And, of course, he then was no longer able to tell the truth. Wouldn't it be interesting if all the specialists in all the world that this major vaccine manufacturer would hire a fellow away from the CDC who had proven that their vaccine was responsible for destroying the minds of literally hundreds of thousands, pardon me, for many thousands of children? This is the way that it works. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars of profit, but also behind that is the destruction of our society, because you see, there's no way that these children can be taken care of. Here in California, almost a third, at least a third of the budget for our education, and we're talking about, you know, here in California, about $50 billion a year, because half the budget goes for education, and we're running about $100 billion. So $50 billion goes for education. A third of that goes to take care of these children with special needs, and most of them are autistic. And it's going to bankrupt our society. Not only that, but as, of course, the child grows older and their parents die off, who's going to look after them? This can cost about $15 million during the lifetime of the children and their 10 new children every single day here in California alone, and multiply that all across the country. One of the greatest human tragedies, and they know what it's caused it. And they tell you, we've taken the mercury out of childhood vaccines because we're so worried about the children, and we've taken the mercury out of childhood vaccines. Well, what they did then to cover the problem so there'd be no fall off in the incidence of this terrible affliction was to mandate through the Centers for Disease Control and their various committees that every child at 6 months of age, while the brain is forming rapidly, would receive an influenza shot, which doesn't do any good, but it does a great deal of harm because there's a full dose of mercury. So it's 6 months and 7 months, and again it's 15 months and every year thereafter, while that child gets a full dose of mercury, so that by the time they're five, they've had as much as they would have had if they had gotten their regular childhood vaccines. But you don't want to worry, ladies and gentlemen. They may have taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines here in the United States, but we left it in the vaccines. We're going to give to little brown children in Asia and little black children in Africa. Why would they do that? Because they want to damage the children. If you understand that basic precept, that there really are wicked and evil people out there, then you begin to understand what is really going on in the world and how you and your family are in danger. Now, it is interesting that the people who are financing the massive vaccination programs throughout the world, like Bill and Melinda Gates, their foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation financing vaccinations throughout the world, they're invested in population control. And let me ask you, why would anybody who is interested in population control be wanting to vaccinate the little children throughout the world so you could save their lives? Why? Because the mercury, at least in animals, we know, decreases fertility in the children, in the animals that get it, and the next generation, and the generation after that, and the generation after that. That's what it is. Could it be that this is all about population control, and the vaccination has nothing to do with saving the lives of the little children? It has everything to do with population control. And we know that here in the United States, the incidence of these childhood disease. We're talking about diphtheria and certainly measles and pertussing cough, pertussis, was dropping dramatically before they ever started the vaccines because it increased the, you know, the nutrition and public health of our children. Can you show me any studies that show that the vaccination programs for those specific diseases in third world nations where they do not have the increased nutrition and the cleanliness and public health things has actually cut back dramatically on the incidence of these diseases? And I haven't seen any. But you have to understand that in the countries where they do have the vaccination programs, the incidence of autism rises. And in the countries where they don't have the vaccination programs, there is no increase in the autism. We do know, for instance, that there is a database here. The CDC has it. They have a top secret. It's harder. You can get the plans to build an atom bomb easier than you get into get into that database, which is public record controlled by the CDC. And in large numbers of children who belong to HMOs, in one group, the children that got vaccines with thimerosal, and the other ones that got the vaccine without the thimerosal, a 27 times difference, not 27%, 27 times difference, 27 times increase in the incidence of autism in those that got on the thimerosal. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They are destroying the minds of our children. People say nobody in their right mind would want to do that. And that's the thing. We're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're not dealing with people who think like you and I do. We're dealing with an elite who are energized by the dark side, who see nothing wrong with war. They relish the thought of war and the horror that goes with it. They relish the thought of abortion and tearing little unborn children apart limb from limb. They cherish the thought of the horror that comes with anarchy and what goes on in places like Rwanda and Darfur and Armenia and even the Holocaust. It was great. In fact, you read the writings. We carry a book by Ray Youngin called From Any Shall Come in Our Name, and we've had Ray on the program, and he simply quotes the people who are affiliated with this, we call it the New Age or the occult movement or the dark side, the people who were in contact with the beings from the other dimension. One of them said Hitler didn't kill anybody. Hitler didn't kill anybody because nobody dies. They just recycle. They come back again, you know, in another form, to work out their karma. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, it may be to you and I, but remember what the serpent told Eve in the Garden of Eden. If you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you can be as gods, and ye shall never die. And this idea of reincarnation is standard in the Hindu and certainly in the Buddhist and in some of the other religions that have their foundation in the serpent's message. Because there really, I believe with all my heart, was a serpent. And you'll learn so much by reading the scriptures about what's really going on in the world today. And there are only really two religions. There's the Judeo-Christian religion, and certainly Christianity came out of the cradle of Judaism, and we both wait for the Messiah, but they're waiting for a different Messiah, because, of course, they reject the message of the New Testament, and tragically, they're waiting for the return of the Antichrist, whereas we wait for the return of the true Messiah, and hopefully many of the Jews will eventually understand that and will join us in what lies ahead, because we're going to need their help. There is a massive plan afoot now to have the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians go to war. And if you haven't read my February 2007 newsletter. You need to get it. It's available at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Pull down my February 2007 newsletter and read the message that was dictated, channeled to Alice Bailey, probably the leading occultist of the first half of the last century. She and Aleister Crowley were the two major forces probing into the dark side. But Alice Bailey channeled, I think, 19 books from Joao Cool, who is a demonic spirit called the Tibetan. And he told her exactly what I just told you. The Great War is coming with the Muslims, the Christians, and the Jews. They'll all kill one another. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. So give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you, get your ideas about what we're talking about or anything else you'd be concerned about. We've been talking about population control. We've been talking about the tragedy of autism, and we have a great talk, not one that I gave, but given by Dr. Ayub, who has done some wonderful research, and of course the talk is called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. That's Mercury, Autism, and the Global global population agenda. If you get the DVD or the video, while you'll get a CD-ROM with that, that contains thousands of pages of Dr. Ayub's research. Very important. You really need to understand that. And then, of course, we also carry a DVD put out by Joyce Riley called Beyond Treason. And it's a powerful DVD about the depleted uranium they're using to poison our boys over in Iraq and Afghanistan today. Basically, it also comes with a CD-ROM that has thousands of pages of government reports showing how toxic they know this is. But you see, a third of our young men, at least a third of them, coming home today within 3 months are ill. Oh, we have no idea what it is, they claim. But of course, much of this is depleted uranium poisoning. It is having a tremendous effect there on the Iraqi population and those that are not killed in battle. Many of them, of course, their lives will never be the same. This is a terrible thing we're doing. But you see, there are people who want to kill off our young people. These are the people who fight for our freedom once they realize what the dark side is doing, what the occult hierarchy or the spiritual hierarchy is doing. These people would fight against them. But so many of them are ill today, or disillusioned, or crippled, or dying of their war wounds, and many of them are committing suicide. War is a terrible thing. Even worse, when you are intentionally betrayed by your own leaders. If you go into the background of the first Gulf War, where they used the depleted uranium as well, and of course nowhere near as much as used as being used today, and there were probably other causes for that Gulf War illness, but we have the Veterans Department figures, and we can send them to you if you want. Approximately 80,000 of the young men, I think 78,000 is the figure, of the original 697,000 men we sent over there, 78,000 are now dead. How could that be? I mean, they weren't killed in battle. Why have they died off? Well, the Veterans Administration just has the number we sent, and those who are presumed to still be living. So if they're not living, they must be dead, wouldn't you think? That would be logical. And believe me, they're tracking this very closely. They just don't want you to know they're tracking it. And, you know, well, 30 to 40% of these people have chronic disease and are disabled as a direct result of the experimental vaccines they used on the human guinea pigs, the American troops, and then, of course, on, the other things they were exposed to. They blew up the bunkers filled with sarin gas at a place called Kamachia and several other places, and those plumes of poison gas poisoned our boys. They just wanted to see what was going to happen. They knew if you blew up, they're not stupid. If you blow up a bunker full of poison gas, you're going to get poison gas in the air. But we can't tell the American people that we experiment on our troops. They wouldn't understand, that there are people who are much smarter than the rest of us. And, of course, they really want to destroy the health of our troops. If you doubt what we're saying, you really need to get something we call the Rockefeller Report. We call it the Rockefeller Report. It actually is a report that came out of the Veterans Administration in 1994 about how they use our troops as guinea pigs, your boys, your sons, your fathers, your brothers. And if you'd like to get it, we actually carry that. I talked to the woman who prepared it. Tried to get her to come on to our radio programs. She was frightened to death at the prospect. I think she did a good job in compiling the report, but she realized that her life and her family and her future were in danger. She would not come on to the radio, but we do have the record. We know that, because I personally talked to the people in the U.S. printing office, that they printed up copies for the very senators who were on the committee and for congressmen who requested them, but For the general public, they printed 35 copies. I talked to the people in the U.S. printing office, and I said, we're a nation of 300 million people. Why did you only print 35 copies? And they said, oh, well, you know, it's so expensive to print the copies. Well, we print them on our own little printer here, and, you know, and so we do offer this. I bought up 25 of the 35 copies that were put out there for the general population, and we offer it. I know that Joyce offers it as well. You need to read it. It's rather extensive. It goes into how they use our troops as human guinea pigs. Do you really want to join the military and be used as a human guinea pig without your consent? And now, of course, the terrible effects that coming from the anthrax vaccine, which they're giving once again, and we do have a four-team set on that. We have a four-team set on vaccine A, the experimental vaccine they gave to our boys that created so much of the Gulf War illness, and so many of those young men's lives are destroyed forever because of the autoimmune disease they developed. You must understand what they're doing to our people. And then they give them a little pension afterwards and pat them on the head and says, oh, you're so brave. We just love you. You fought for our country. Well, I believe in fighting for our country. I believe we all should fight for our country. But the enemy is not in Iraq. The enemy is in New York City at 58 East 68th Street, there at the Harold Pratt House, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then elsewhere in New York at the headquarters of the Lucius Trust and their various front organizations, like the new group of world servers that finances this frankly Luciferian organization. And you'd be amazed at some of the financial supporters of the new group of world servers. Great foundations like the Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill and Melinda Gates. Foundation and the Jimmy Carter Foundation, and you'd be surprised that the information's all there. You can look up the new group of world servers and get their list of the financial supporters, as I have, and I appreciate Dr. Dennis Cuddy making that information available to us. My number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Peace Center.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. We got Brian on the line. Incidentally, our number 970-689-8255. Brian, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing great.
Happy 4th. Belated.
I was sorry I couldn't be back there with you. It was a good party?
Oh, it was sweet. It was good. It was good to see some young people out there. Visited the Ron Paul stand and got some yard signs. It was sweet. Talked to Eric Peterstrom. Set myself up. But anyway, I want to tell you, did you see the cover of Time magazine?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Like 2 weeks ago, there was a cover of Time magazine, and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bloomberg were on the cover looking down at you, and Arnold Schwarzenegger had the death's head skull on his belt buckle.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if you caught that. And then secondly, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about, what's the deal with Ron Paul not being invited to all the debates? Like, did you hear he wasn't invited to the debate in Iowa?
Well, I knew he wasn't invited to the debate in Utah. No, I didn't know about Iowa, but I'm not surprised. It's, you know, the thing is that they fear his message. I mean, he is what is saying what every American really feels, every true American. He wants to cut back on big government. He wants to get out of the war. He wants to get back to the Constitution. The establishment hates that message. They want to be able to pick our president, as they always have since the Trilateral Commission was established in 73. They picked every president. And Ron Paul is an anathema to them. I mean, he stands for what America stands for. They're doing everything they can to suppress information about him, to belittle him, to demonize him, to ridicule him, and yet he stands strong. I think we should all be proud, and I hope everyone in the listening audience is going to be sending him money and helping him and supporting him.
He has people
working in his office who have been planted there to undermine him. We've repeatedly tried to get him onto our programs, and they block it. And they're doing that with so many of the call-in programs.
What he did is in Iowa, he just set up his own. You can go to YouTube and check it out. But he set up his own question and answer in the very same lobby of the hotel next door.
Right.
In the same town, since he wasn't invited to the national debate with the rest of the candidates. I mean, and he is a candidate. I mean, I've never heard anything like it. But so he just went ahead with his own money and set up a question and answer next door, and you can download it on YouTube. And I mean, it's basically, like you said, everything the American people want to hear, but you won't hear it.
They're scared to death. YouTube is giving people like Ron Paul the opportunity to get their message out, and anybody who's got a computer can hear them. I think that part of they're doing really a great job, and I think that I'm so glad you mentioned that, but people can go on YouTube and actually hear what he had to say, rather than being, you know, just like 3 or 4 minutes in a big debate. He can certainly answer all the questions that we have, and he does it so well.
He does. All right, well, that's it. I just wanted to tell you about that. And then, if you get a chance, look at that Arnold Schwarzenegger's belt buckle. It's the total death head skull. It's insane, on the cover of Time magazine.
Well, what was the significance of the skull? I didn't quite understand.
There's not really a significance of it, but I just figured. I guess if you asked him, he'd probably say it was a belt buckle from a Terminator movie. But just the fact that he has, on the cover of Time magazine, he's in a suit and tie and everything, and then he's got on his belt buckle, his coat is just open enough so you can see it, and he's got the death's head skull on it.
It makes you wonder what the message is. You know, of course, it was Warren Buffett who took Arnold Schwarzenegger over to see Lord Rothschild before he was cleared to run for the governor of the state of California. The fact that he was over visiting Margaret Thatcher recently, the fact that he's with Bloomberg, I mean, they have great plans for Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's going to be, they may even modify the Constitution so he can run for president in 4, 8, or 12 years. They do long-term planning, but one of the most interesting things is Bloomberg's the possibility he may run as an independent, and they would do that so that's the only way they could ever get another Republican nominated, you know. If it looked like Hillary was going to be effective, Bloomberg will run to siphon off Democratic or liberal votes from her so that Giuliani or some one of their other candidates can get elected. That's the only way after George Bush that any Republican could ever get elected would be to have a third-party candidate, a strong third-party candidate.
I hear you. Well, what's your take on these, as the new Prime Minister of London takes in this, all of a sudden the next day, like three car bombings?
What about him? You're talking about Brown now. What about him?
Well, I'm just saying that the day after he takes the office, there's three car bombings in London.
But the timing between that and the Senate rejects the amnesty treaty, and George Bush says, now we just can't defend you. Oh, we can't defend you against terrorism because you wouldn't give me the amnesty bill. And Chertoff says, oh, we can't defend the borders. Oh, we can't stop the terrorists from getting in because you wouldn't give us the amnesty legislation. And then right after that, we get all these bombings over in England. I thought that was so significant.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a great morning, man, and God bless.
And you too. God bless. Thanks for calling in.
All right. You too. Bye.
Well, there are a lot of fascinating things going on out there, ladies and gentlemen. And remember that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it will be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. You must understand that most of what you read in the newspaper is planted. The truth is not getting there. You're not going to hear about the relationship between cancer and prostatic cancer and drinking milk. You're not going to hear about their plans to kill off most of the world's population. You're not going to hear about the occult hierarchy, the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. And incidentally, if you don't have my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, they are available to Radio Liberty, because they're basically my newsletters. You can go up and pull down all of my newsletters off the internet and duplicate them, but we put them together in pamphlet form so that they're easy to read, easy to hand out. Please remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry is really self-funded or funded by people who agree with us. And if you are in a position to help us, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or anything you can do will be appreciated. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. We do have a Radio Liberty family, and people get our monthly newsletters. These are our four best tapes or four best CDs of the month, and that helps us maintain our little network of about 60 outlets every single week. And some of them are half an hour, some of them are every day. But we are reaching people in certain targeted areas which we could reach a lot more people. Because people, when they hear the truth, recognize it. Just as when Ron Paul speaks, people recognize he's telling the truth. So a lot of people will realize we're telling the truth about the spirits of forces behind what's going on today. Now, basically, we do offer a lot of things on the spirits of forces. We have a three-pamphlet set on the occult hierarchy. Nothing quite like it. We have a new four-tape set or four-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, which addresses Rhonda Burns and her effort to introduce people into the demonic realm. We actually have the Forbidden Secret, a talk I gave before I ever heard of Rhonda Burns, but it tells you what the secret is that they've passed down for 5,000 years, which is exactly what Rhonda Burns is talking about. We have Constance Cumbie, a great CD that she put out, DVD or VHS, called The Emergence, going into the New Age, going into the fact that these people are actively waiting for Lucifer to come to rule the world. And there's a four-tape set called The Wisdom of Constance Cumbie, The Aquarian Conspiracy, Part 1, or the DVD called The Emergence. So Radio Liberty has information you're not going to get elsewhere. Of course, my talk on The Brotherhood of Darkness is still a classic. Or you can get the book, the DVD, the VHS. The information is there. If you get anything that I produced, you have our permission to reproduce it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Please get the information and help us get it out. And you're welcome to go to my webpage and pull down my newsletters and copy those. I think the February newsletter is extremely important because it explains to you about the coming war, at least according from the occultist point of view. And, of course, they believe that we need a great war before we can usher in their new world with their new leader and their new religion. And that's exactly what the people from the CFR and from the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the Masons and Theosophists and all the others want. Certainly the Lucius Trust there in New York. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, and yet some of the most powerful men in the world are affiliated with that organization. And they're funded by, well, we told you who they're funded by before. One of their fronts is the new group of world servers. Check the information out. Help us to get it out across America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Hope Duggar. Investigators believe the suspects in the attempted terror attacks in London and Glasgow hatched their plot in Britain. Officials say none of the eight people arrested so far is on any American terror watch list. The Pentagon is speeding up production of mine-resistant vehicles to better protect troops in Iraq from roadside bombs. Officials say no specific number of vehicles.